Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
I am using radio voice. This is Balcony Radio.
Oh, and you sound so good.
Thanks, man.
You sound so good.
You wouldn't even know that was recorded. Yeah, should I do radio voice again?
Do radio voice. Would you?
This is Balcony Radio, and I'm Anthony.
And I'm Scott.
And we're introducing ourselves at the beginning of the show. That's great.
Good for us.
Before we recorded, we were sitting around kind of just goofing off, listening to one of our older shows. And we didn't, I think it was our first show.
It was our first show, yes.
And we didn't introduce ourselves. Our first two shows, we don't introduce ourselves at all.
That's right.
And it's just like, oh, you can tell that was just the first try.
That's
first show.
Because we just go in infancy.
Yeah, it was total infancy because we just go right into bitching about how much radio sucks and why we're doing this.
That's right.
Now we don't have to do that anymore. And yet we still sometimes forget to introduce ourselves.
And that is a good introduction into this show that we're going to do.
Exactly, yeah.
And
you take the segue, Scott.
What we are going to do, thank you, I will. It's funny you should mention that. I just did a segue. What we are going to do is, the show is called Embryonic.
I had to go off mic to laugh.
I'm sorry. Embryonic is the name of the show. It is a demos program.
Yeah, this is a good one.
It is going to be some of the most amazing demos and music that you are ever going to hear.
Lots of voice plus guitar and not much else. A lot of bad recordings because they're demos, but a lot of really good recordings because some of the demos are studio demos. And I think the first one, the Stephen Stills, is something that he demoed in studio, I think, or on a good recording machine. Of some kind.
Yes.
Because it sounds really good.
It actually was released from an album called Just Rotate.
Which is a really good album. It's about 11 or 12 demos from his whole career because it goes up to more recent stuff. Treetop Flyer is on it too, which
That's
is a great
right.
song.
And it's a good insight into seeing how he starts to write his songs.
Yeah, because I preferred all of them in this format, especially like the first song we're going to play, Black Queen. It's a good song, but I prefer it in this way. And love the one you're with, I can't even stand anymore. But hearing the demo version of it, it's enlightening, man. It's just fucking great.
And let's get right to
it. But we're not playing that. We're playing Black Queen.
We're playing Black Queen by Stephen Stills. Demo here on Embryonic, here on The Balcony. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh,
It's a yes, sir, to feel gotta feel it, all right.
And we're back. So that was our first set of music demos, our show creatively titled, I think, Embryonic. That yes. was, I don't know how many titles we went through when we were shooting titles at the wall with that one. I think there were a couple of others in the running, but that one seemed really appropriate for some reason. And I don't remember when we were brainstorming the other ones that we had thought of. Do you?
As far as the titles?
Yeah, the title for the show.
I think it was more of a case of...
I think one of the other titles
we were
thought
doing
of was
is, what we were
like
doing
Work
is
in Progress.
Work in Progress, which is what we are.
Yeah.
always are. So I think that's what it emerged from,
yeah.
basically. You know?
I think Embryonic is a better title.
As far as the creative juices are concerned, yeah. you know, we kind of collaborated on all of the titles, and that works
yeah.
very well, you know.
Yeah. But this one is kind of cool.
This is kind of cool, you know. You know, it's the start.
Not
of,
to toot our own horns, you know. No, it's not suck each other's dicks, you know.
Why the hell not? Nobody else is tooting our horns. We got to toot them ourselves. Well, at least right, started out with Stephen Stills in that set.
Good
and
song.
And a song that we just kind of gushed over.
Black Queen.
Black Queen from a record called Just Roll Tape,
mm-hmm.
a collection of demos.
By
like
Stephen
said,
Stills.
By Stephen Stills over his career.
It's career spanning, yeah.
Yes. And
Black Queen is pretty early on, isn't it? That's on his first solo record, isn't it? Or is that on a CSN record?
That is on a Crosby, Stills, and
is
Nash record. That is on Deja Vu.
It's on Deja Vu?
Yes, it is. That's...
oh, yeah. People on the radio can't hear me, like, rolling my eyes trying to remember.
That's right. That's right.
Ah,
I'm trying to remember
to make
myself.
Noise, too. Ah.
But that's... yes.
Is that on the wall? Do you have
that's
that?
That's Deja Vu era Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Black Queen.
Do you have that one?
No, I do not. No, I do not.
Bummer.
Sorry. Bruce Springsteen also in there with a demo from... called Red River Rock. We were trying to guess where.
I think it's in the river, but it's either that one or Nebraska. But I'm going to say the river. I didn't make notes before the show.
Okay. Well,
let's assume.
We'll assume that one of those is true.
Sometime in the early
1980s. Probably sounds good since it's called Red River Rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably from the river.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, but it's kind of it's strummy, so it could be from Nebraska.
True.
Okay. It's somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there. Tom Joad. All right. Uncle Tupelo in that set, and
damn, I love that
Grindstone
band.
From their first record, a demo from their first record,
from the extended edition.
Extended edition. You just answered my question.
Yes,
and
it's called March.
Grindstone. March.
No, record.
The record is called March 16th through 20th, 1992.
So long ago, man. Let's see.
Millennia.
Should we date ourselves and say where we were at that time?
Oh, my goodness.
Do we want to do that on air? 28
years ago? Well, going on 29? Wow.
18. Wow, you're terrible at math.
18.
18? I majored in English, and I got that one. 18.
Oh, okay. No, well, we're 92. Coming on 18. That's right.
Do we want to say where we were? Do we want to date
1992,
ourselves?
1992, 18. Oh,
do you want to go first?
I don't even know. I couldn't even...
I was in junior high. I think, 92. I think this could be the end of sixth grade. I'd be 12. No, 92. Yeah, no, I'd be 13. No, this is seventh grade. 1992, yeah.
Wow.
Was I the only seventh grader in the Los Angeles area who knew who Uncle Tupelo was?
Well, you're probably the only one on...
I was the only cool one.
...radio right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. So. I was the only one that went to John Marshall, or no, which one, Wilson Middle School?
Wilson,
yeah.
I went to Wilson Junior High School.
Yeah.
It was called Wilson Junior High School.
I was
there
when they did the switchover name
really?
Thing. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it went from junior high to middle school while I was there. Which is just like, all right.
Okay.
When I went to high school, they did the same thing. The name of my high school went from high school to college preparatory. I was like, oh. Wow, I'm glad I'm leaving this
upscale.
Place. Yeah, I
know. Oh, God, that makes you just want to get out all the...
Yeah,
not,
it makes me feel glad that I paid less tuition than the people following me.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's a,
yeah.
That's a, that's a good way to look at it, yes. Well, it's a money thing when it comes to naming things sometimes, and branding has a lot to do with that.
Go. March 16th through 20th, 1992, I was most likely at home thinking about how I'm not having sex with girls at 13. And where were you, Scott?
I don't know. Was it a weekend?
No, the year, 1992.
1992. Oh, I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you at the moment.
Wow.
I'm a total blank as far as 1992 is concerned.
That's
18
really...
years ago? Well, let's
you
see.
You have blank spots. That's not good.
I'll have to think about that. We had the Stooges in that set, and a demo from their Funhouse era. Loose was the name of that one.
Was that one. When you were in that cult?
And Spoon also in
Central Nevada. Hey, that's my phone.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well.
How unprofessional.
Oh, my God. All your right. phone is ringing. And Spoon, finish that up with You Gotta Feel It. It's embryonic. You're on the balcony. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony.
Let's play some more music.
Yeah, get to it.
Just a summer's day, drink sangria in the park. Then later when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day, feed animals in the zoo. Tune and then home. Oh, it's just a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. It's just a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging. Just a summer's day, problems all left alone. Weekends on our own, it's such fun. Oh, it's just a perfect day. I'm glad that I spent it with you. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's just a summer's day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, just a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on. We'll be right back.
Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the Barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. It's so noisy at the fair, but all your friends are there. And the candy floss you had, and your mother and your dad. Woe to live on Sugar Mountain with the Barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. There's a girl just down the aisle, oh, to turn and see her smile. You can hear the words she wrote as you read a hidden note. Woe to live on Sugar Mountain with the Barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Now you say you're leaving home 'cause you want to be alone. And it's funny how you feel when you're finding out it's real. Woe to live on Sugar Mountain with the Barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon.
It's perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Very nice indeed. Mendoza Line, good band.
That's a good band, and not enough people know who they are. And I wish they had more play. They're a really good band.
You've turned me on to them just right now, as a matter of fact.
Is that the first time you'd heard them?
Not the first time, but then
I think I played other things
for
you.
Yeah, I think they sound really good.
Yeah, they do. I think I might have played other things of theirs for you, but they're pretty good. They're a solid band.
I've got a couple of CMJ.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that has a couple of their singles.
Yeah, because they're pretty CMJ friendly.
They certainly were.
They're mixtape fodder. They really are.
What do we have in that set there, Mr. Anthony?
All right, so we started with a living room demo by Buddy Holly of Love is Strange. Mm-hmm. And I like his version of that. That's pretty good. And then we went into Lou Reed doing a Sad Bastard version demo of Perfect Day, which is one of my favorite Lou songs, though. It's a really good song.
Yeah.
But, man.
He's always writing Sad Bastard songs.
That's a perfect day, is you want to just kill yourself.
Suicide. Oh, wow.
And then segued quite nicely into the Ramones doing Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio?
Certainly did.
That's
yes.
A demo from the extended version of End of the Century, produced by Phil Spector, correct? Mm,
that is correct. Mm-hmm. And I think that demo might have been produced by...
it might have been a studio demo, because it's pretty well recorded.
It is a studio demo, and I'm trying to think of the guy's name that produced it, because it's it might have been Ederle. It might have been the drummer that produced it.
Yeah.
Tommy Ramone.
Yeah. Because he produced most of their records, didn't he? Or the early ones?
The early ones, yes.
Yeah. All right. And then we went into Neil Young doing a demo of Sugar Mountain from Archives. Box set, the first Archives, since I think there's another one due out someday. I'd read that recently.
Yes. He had that fire in his... In his studio in...
Or I guess it was in his...
A warehouse or something in San Francisco or something like that. So
it's
he's been kind of set back
on
that, so...
I didn't know that affected the Archives project.
I don't know.
That was a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
No, actually, it was just recently.
Really, was
it?
Yeah,
it was earlier this year. It was just a couple of months ago.
No way.
And, yeah. And man. I haven't read anything on his website. I keep going back to the Neil Young Times website, and it doesn't say anything yet, so...
There's a Neil Young Times.
Neil Young Times.
Is it updated?
Neil Young Times.
How often do they update that?
Oh, every once in a while. It's
not
got
bad.
Some good, interesting stuff on there.
I tend to avoid going to artist websites. I almost never do. I don't know. It just seems
that wouldn't be worth
not interested
going to.
In hearing their propaganda. I just want to hear their songs.
That's where I found out about the Archives thing and all that stuff.
That's a bummer.
The fire thing I heard about on the news. So
wow,
I'm surprised you didn't hear it.
I know. I remember hearing that, but I thought it was further back.
No, just recently.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. And then we finished with the Mendoza Line doing Dollars to Donuts, and that's from If They Knew This Was the End. And that was our set there.
Bravo.
Thank you very much.
Bravo. It is embryonic. It is on the balcony. My name
episode
is Scott.
Episode 1 of embryonic, actually. My name is Anthony.
This is the first
of the series. There'll be other demo shows. So
yeah.
We have enough songs to do, at least two other shows that we handpicked for you on the balcony.
We do that, and that's the only...
That's pretty thoughtful of us.
Yeah, we do it all for you, and the whole world is listening. We can only hope that they're liking everything.
Well, we're only really aiming for half the world.
Half the world? Okay.
Yeah.
The
3 billion?
The northern hemisphere?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I don't
You don't want to go in the southern hemisphere?
No, okay. The riffraff, man.
I guess that probably would be true. Oh.
All right, let's get back to the music.
Oh,
Scott.
Yes.
What are we starting with here?
David Bowie.
Oh, what
Ziggy
is this?
Stardust.
Ziggy Stardust. This is a great demo.
Yes, it is. Here it is.
Embryonic.
Ziggy play guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly. Spiders did left hand, needed too far. Became the special man. Then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo. Like Ziggy had one
Yesterday's gowns to all tomorrow's will she do with Thursday's rags when Monday comes around? She'll turn once more to Sunday's clown and cry. Shroud, a hand-me-down gown of rags and silks, a costume fit for one who sits and cries for all tomorrow's parties.
There's one thing that I can't. I make a mark in time. Right, 3, 4. If I make a mark in time, I can't say the mark is mine. I'm only the underline of the word. I'm like him, just like you. I can't tell you what to do. Like everybody else, I'm searching through what I've heard. Whoa, whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Who told tomorrow a Tuesday's a day? Yeah. Oh, Peachy, won't you paint my dream? Won't you show me where you've been? Show me what I haven't seen to ease my mind. 'Cause I could learn to understand if I had a helping hand. I would make another demand all my life. Whoa, whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Who told tomorrow Tuesday's the day? All the same, everybody plays a different game. That is all. The man may live, man may die, man may learn the question why. But if he tries to rule the sky, he must fall. Whoa, whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Who told tomorrow Tuesday's a day? Yeah. Every second on the nose, the humdrum of the city grows, reaching out beyond the throes of our time. But they can try to shake it down, do our best to break the ground, and try to turn the world around one more time. Yes, we can try to shake it down, do our best to break the ground, and try to turn the world around one more time. We can try to shake it down, do our best to break the ground, and try to turn the world around one more time. Whoa, whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Who told tomorrow Tuesday's the day? Yeah.
That's exactly right.
I love that song.
Ah, good. Right. Mr. Yusuf Latif.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, Mr. Yusuf Islam. Excuse me. Yusuf Islam. Oh, how stupid of me.
Yes.
Slap me silly. Otherwise known as, in those days, Cat Stevens.
All right. What did we play in that set?
We had lots of music in that set. We had lots of good stuff. Absolutely. We had David Bowie starting it all out and a demo of Ziggy Stardust. A song that sounds like it's ready to go.
Yeah, it's a good
ready
demo.
To throw into the studio and just say, hey, this is what I got, guys. And the Clash rocking heavily there on Janie Jones. Taken from Clash on Broadway, a demo of that song. Now, that was a rocking version of that.
That's a great song.
Like that one a lot. That one sounds like it could be a 101er song.
Yeah, totally.
You know, straight.
It's a really raw version of it.
You know, they should have stuck with that good bass, walking bass. That was just
damn it. It's just a good song.
Great song. Velvet Underground in there, and All Tomorrow's Parties.
With Lou singing it instead of Nico.
And Mr. John Cale doing the harmony vocals on that.
It's weird hearing it not sung by her. It really is.
Yes, it makes a difference. It makes it a whole different song. You know,
I've known that song for like 3/4 of my life, and I've always heard it as this woman with that icy voice saying, "What costume shall?" And just hearing him do it is really weird.
Yes.
And, but it's really good. It's
he can good. Sing. He can really sing a song when he really wants to. And that was
a
good one.
I like him singing it.
Yes, he did. And he did it very well. And My Morning Jacket in there doing a whale of a song there. Hopefully was the name of that one.
Yeah, that guy's got a voice, man.
Oh, my God. That one was just, I was listening to the speakers here. I was going, whoa, what's that guy doing, man? It's like, oh, I'm trying to turn the thing down looking for the volume. It's like, nope, just My Morning Jacket wailing her way on, hopefully. Okay, fine.
He
no
was
problem.
Stepping the line on having feedback, wasn't he? On the machine.
That's Scott
right. Scott was checking levels.
What was going on here? It's like, oh, being the engineer that I am.
Did
I
he hit the yellow bars?
Yeah, no, he hit
thing?
The red. He hit the red.
Did he hit the red? Hit fuck, man.
Yeah, that was a crazy guy. And Cat Stevens. Finished it out there with Tuesday's Dead demo of that one.
All right. So
very
nice. I have my little reminder note right here.
Oh, what was
Where
I
were
doing
you
in 1992? Okay. I was between apartment buildings here in our beautiful city. Uh-huh.
These places are both within 5 blocks, aren't they?
Well,
of where you live
where
now.
I was living before.
Well, and, where you live now.
And
where the studio is located.
Yes, just blocks. You know, yeah. I've lived within
so
like
you,
a 5 block
you
radius
live within
for
walking distance since high school.
For quite a long time.
Wow.
Quite a long time.
You've kind of hit this like kind of four-cornered kind of.
Well, you know, when a good place comes to live, you know, you just jump at it. And that's where we are right now. Was a great place. Is a great place.
Yeah, it is a good location where you are now. I don't know. We're not going to disclose, are we? Where
No. We won't.
It's somewhere in North America.
North America in California.
Yeah, that's it's cool. In this.
That works for now.
None of your goddamn business.
That works
is
for now. You know, send us an email. We'll give you
what are you going to give us? Coordinates? We'll give them
coordinates. We'll give you
their
earth coordinates. You know,
all right, so you were
31
south. You were between apartment moves?
I was between apartment buildings. And,
did you have cats then? What did you?
Yes, I did have cats, as a matter of fact. Well, let's see. When I moved out of the place in 88, the place I was living in 88, I did not have any pets at that time. When I moved into the place that I was in 92, I acquired a cat.
Which
ran away, unfortunately. It was a little kitty called Jazz.
Oh.
Little black cat, thing ran away, unfortunately.
I had cats then, too, because I was 13 and we had two cats. No, we had three. No, I think, we had two cats then. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So long ago.
So long
they're
ago.
They're both gone.
So I lived there for, let's see, 92, 93, 94. I lived there for several
5 years.
Yes, I lived there
So that
for
that's,
almost let's see for no,
that's
I moved
your
out of there
in
90 no I moved there in 92 and I moved out of there in 96 so I lived in that apartment.
So that's your big life event in the early 90s is moving.
Yes,
and
I don't
you
really
recall
remember
where you were
what
working.
I was doing at the time. Actually,
that's
it was a really bad time in my life.
To say,
and
that's bad that your
was,
brain can't conjure up that age.
You know, I can't even really remember where I
was. It
was
two
working.
Decades ago.
It was quite a while ago. You know, that's pretty bad. I'll have to.
I guess I can recall it more
maybe
easily
I don't
than
want,
you
maybe
because
I blanked it,
was, it
out. It's so bad.
Yeah, I guess because my 18 years ago is a pretty formative time because I was 13. So, and yours, you were 33. Which is kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh,
sort
God.
Of in the location I am now.
A bad number for me. Oh, my God. Well, I was still rocking and rolling. And, well, I was recording a lot of radio programs and a lot of CDs.
Were you
working
in radio then?
I did briefly for a while. Oh, that's right. I was working in
Look,
radio
there you
for
go.
A while.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for reminding me. I was working at Santa Anita.
You're working at in radio at the racetrack?
I was working at the radio at the racetrack from 89 to 92.
They have an interior radio station there, too? Because I know
they used to. They used to. I don't know if they had it.
Did
it
they
was
have
located...
a TV station, too, where it was just the show? Because I know that they broadcast results.
Yes, they had
night.
Intertrack radio and television.
Okay.
So,
and what was it? Was it just Trevor Denman the whole time?
No. There was a couple of guys that were in a studio, and I would sit there, and I would be an engineer for the audio, and it would go down a television line, and then when the television
And
thing,
it was broadcast, what,
It was broadcast, and
the
there was a television camera in the studio there, and
would the
go
host...
down to the other racetracks, to the other
would
intertrack
the host
broadcast
would just like throw it to other
they'd,
tracks?
No, they'd talk there, and there'd be like cuts of Santa Anita Racetrack,
oh.
And then they'd talk about the horses that are coming up and what the odds are.
See, when I was younger, we used to go there a lot as well.
It was all handicapping. It was basically handicapping television.
When I was young, we used to go there, but we always sat outside because it was so nice, because
yeah.
It's Arcadia.
Yeah.
We always sat on the outside because it was always really green, and I got taken there because my family is a bunch of gambling degenerates.
Yeah, we're right near the paddock area.
Yeah.
It's turned into a betting cage.
Oh, I'm familiar
now, so.
Where you were.
So it was a cool little radio station. I didn't even know
that because we were always outside.
K-Win. K-W-I-N. 830 and 1300, I think it was. Really low power.
Did you get to meet Trevor Denman?
Oh, I met him many times.
Really?
Yes, he was all the time.
Hey, actually. Scott.
Oh, that's right. South African, Trevor. Hello, welcome to Santa Niger.
I thought he was Scottish.
No, he's South African.
I know. When I was a kid, I think I thought he was Scottish. And I don't think I ever recall him mentioning that he was South African. But now, so he's South African.
Yep.
It's a great accent.
Yeah.
He's got a great accent. He's the best at doing that.
And away they go.
I love it. And away they go.
Away they go.
And I love that they would broadcast him over the loudspeaker so everyone could hear it. So even if you were sitting outside like us, you could hear the race.
So we'd broadcast his call.
Did you mix his call?
We mixed his call and broadcasted it.
You were doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. Then I heard your work. Hey, let me shake your hand.
Thank you very much.
You did solid work.
Yes. So we had the guy sitting in the studio handicapping between the races.
He always sounded loud and clear.
And then whenever Trevor needed to make an announcement, we'd fade out and he'd make his announcement over the PA.
And this is Trevor Denman.
And then he'd come in and do a little color commentary before the race. And then he'd call the race and we'd carry his call.
Wow.
It was very cool.
You didn't work on the TV side of mixing or did they?
No, just the radio side.
Wow.
Speaking of radio.
Let's get back to music.
I want to do some radio. I want to play some Big Star.
Oh, I love this
We
band.
Picked some Big Star just for you all out there. Doing a Velvet Underground cover, as a matter of fact.
Femme Fatale.
Here she comes. You better watch your step. She's going to break your heart in two. It's true. It's not hard to realize. Just look into a false-colored eyes. She built you up to just put you down. What a clown, does everybody know? She does to please, but she's just a little tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks. You're written in her book. You're number 37. Have a look. She's gone to smile to make you frown. What a clown. Little boy, she's from the street. Before you scratch, you're already beat. She's gone to play you for a fool. Yes, it's true, 'cause everybody knows. She does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks. Hear the way she talks. 'Cause everybody knows. Think she does to please. Just a little tease. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh,
roll out of bed and she ran to the police station. The Papa found out, he began to shout, and he started the investigation. And it's against the law, and it's against the law. What the mama saw, oh, it's against the law. Well, the mama looked down and she spit on the ground every time a name gets mentioned. When the papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'd like to stick him in a house of detention. Well, I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going, yeah, and I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me in a pulley all down by the schoolyard. See me in a pulley all down by the schoolyard. Papa, da 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 ba da 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 ba da 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 na 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 ni 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 na na ni na ni ni na 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 na. Whoa, and the radical priest will come and get me released, and it's all on my videotape. Going down and then and rolled up the stairs, and I made it out the fire escape. Well, I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going, yeah, and I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, my radical lady. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. 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 See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Well, I left my home down on the rural route and told my folks I'm going stepping out and get the honky tonk blues. Lord, the honky tonk blues. Well, Lord, I've got 'em. I got the honky-tonk blues. Well, I stopped into every place in town. The city life has really got me down. I got the honky-tonk blues. Yeah, the honky-tonk blues. Well, Lord, I've got 'em. I got the honky-tonk blues. Well, I spent my money, I wore out my shoes. Woke up this morning wishing I could lose. I'm jumping honky-tonk blues. Yeah, the honky-tonk blues. Oh, Lord, I'm suffering with the honky-tonk blues. Well, when I get home to my ma and pa, I know they're gonna lay down the law about these honky-tonk blues. Yeah, the honky-tonk blues. Cause, Lord, I got them. I got the honky-tonk blues. I'm gonna tuck my worries underneath my arm and get right back to my pappy's farm and leave these honky-tonk blues. Yeah, the honky-tonk blues. Oh, Lord, I got 'em. I got the honky-tonk blues.
Thank you. Work in progress, take one.
Appropriate place to end than Jim Morrison saying
I think
the end.
That's a good place to kind of to bring it to a close, I suppose.
And man, that's a stupid fucking song.
Well, stupid version of that song.
No, that is the that is the final version. Basically, I mean, the lyrics are the same.
Yes,
it's just full band is the difference between this and that. I mean, it's just the lyrics are stupid and. I see that the bathroom is clear.
I see that. Yeah. No, I think that was kind of Jim having kind of fun. But
no, I think
the rest
was,
of
that
it
was Jim having really
hyacinth house. I don't know what he's.
No, that was Jim
about.
Having a moment of bad poetry.
Oh, you think so?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Oh yeah.
All right.
We were talking off air about this. The two books, neither of them are any good. I mean, for a rock star, they're good. Like in comparison to other rock
That's
star
right.
poetry books,
they are pretty bad.
It's a lot better than Jules' book.
Yeah, they are a little. Pretentious.
And it's better than Billy Corgan's book. And who else?
Oh, God.
His was pretty
How
bad.
About Jules?
Jules is pretty bad. Nick Cave's is better than Jim Morrison.
King Ink.
I mean, 1 and 2 are both better than Morrison. But and Leonard Cohen is way better than all of them.
Oh, yeah. Because
he was a poet first.
That's right. That's right.
Let's see. Bob Dylan was better than Morrison. Tarantula is better than both Morrison's books. Have you read Tarantula, Bob Dylan's poetry book? It's
no.
really good.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I haven't read that
it's
one.
It's like 6 or 7 prose stream of consciousness prose poems. And it's just all like word salad stuff. It's really beatnik-y. It's pretty... It has its moments. On a whole...
Wow, that sounds pretty wild.
On a whole, it's kind of like, but...
stream of consciousness Bob Dylan, huh?
Yeah, there's some interesting parts, and then there's some other stuff that's just like it's cutting room floor kind of in some spots.
Questionable.
It's just like he
should have been edited.
No, as a writer, I understand this where it's like when you write something, it's hard to part with it. So I've done this before where you wind up having something that winds up being like a filler.
Just to throw it in?
Yeah, just something like, oh, that fits here. And if it needs to, it could fit over here in this other one too. It's sort of like a placeholder kind of, you know,
verse
or stanza or something like that. I've had bits like that.
Interchangeable verses and stanzas and things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you're a true poet. You would understand how those things would operate. You're far better than I am there, son.
Yes.
You have the creative juices as far as that's concerned.
I majored in that shit.
You should. What did we have in that last set of music? You haven't even talked about that.
I know. Let's do that. We started with My Beloved Big Star. I love that band so much. And Scott is finally coming around on them, I think.
Yes.
I think so.
They kind of have a Neil Young sort of a stony vibe to them.
Yeah. But we were listening to something before we started recording. It was a Big Star song. And I forgot which one it was. But it did sound like Tonight's the Night era Neil Young.
That's right.
And it was really good.
That's why I thought it was a demo song. It was one of the
A different demo. Yeah, yeah. I forgot which song it was. Yeah, hell with it. It'll wind up on the balcony sometime.
It'll be on the show.
And then we played Paul Simon doing a demo of Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. And then we moved on to Hank Williams doing Honky Tonk Blues. And that's a demo from Alone with His Guitar, which is a really, really good record.
Yeah, he's sitting in his living room. That's the way I pictured it.
I think it's mostly living room, and I think there's some kind of dressing room demos.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really amazing to hear stuff like that.
Yeah. And then we played Richie Valens doing a demo of Let's Rock and Roll from the Richie Valens Story. La Bamba.
All right, Richie Valens.
We finished with The Doors doing
Mr. Los Angeles.
Doing The Hyacinth House, and that's from Essential Rarities. And that's the show.
And that is the show. That is the first episode of Embryonic in the Can. And
There will be more.
There will be much more, and thank you for joining us. And my name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony.
And we're going to leave you here with a demo.
I like
Gee whiz, how did that happen? A demo of Laura Nyro. Laura Nyro doing Stone Soul Picnic here on the balcony. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening.
Stone Soul. on a boat. It's not a basement. It's a balcony.
Ah.
From high. Over the city.